Hurry in to Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses. And get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And Biden is so obsessed with purging Trump from history that he's willing to compromise Americans. Look, Biden is, he's owned, he's bought and paid for by China. His job is to reduce America. His job is to reduce us to third world status.
He's doing well, isn't he? We ought to applaud him. I mean, he's probably the most successful person. I mean, he's done more in a few short months to destroy America than all the forces of the world combined.
The Union for Immigration Judges of the United States is expressing concern regarding the ousting of many Trump-era immigration judges from their positions, naming the removals unprofessional and in contradiction with Biden regime's stance on labor while cautioning the negative effects of the judges' morale. He goes on to say, typically the vast majority are moved to non-probationary position. The Department of Justice did not mention how many have recently been let go at the end of their probationary periods. A spokesperson for the Department of Justice Executive Office for Immigration Review said to Fox News Digital last week that it does not comment on personal matters.
Personal matters, yeah.
Right. There are 590 sitting immigration judges, and the Department of Justice states decisions related to career civil service employees who include immigration judges are based only on performance and the regime. Listen, this is treason. Joe Biden is guilty of high treason, and so is that whole Biden mob. Now, who else says that besides me? Tulsi Gabbard calls out Biden's treasonous acts in the Ukraine. Gabbard took to Twitter and slammed Biden and his regime for letting Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky lead the way following Russia's unprovoked attack on the Eastern European neighbor. Every time this regime has been asked what the goal of our war with Russia is, and Ukrainians are a proxy, how will we know when victory is achieved? They've dodged the question by declaring the president of Ukraine will make the decision and the U.S. will follow his leadership. Gabbard tweeted Wednesday morning. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But here's some good news. Representative Matt Gaetz. I like Matt Gaetz. Gaetz, I guess you pronounce it. Gaetz, yeah.
Introduces
the Disarm the IRS Act of 2020. Great act. Florida Representative Matt Gaetz has introduced legislation to prohibit the Internal Revenue Service from acquiring by purchasing otherwise any ammunition. It was recently revoked that the IRS purchased $750,000 worth of ammunition between March and June. Certainly it's troubling that the 2002 alone, the IRS spent around $725,000 in ammunition. So here's the Biden plan. Disarm Americans, open the border, empty the prisons, but rest assured they'll still collect your taxes, and they need $725,000 worth of ammunition, apparently, to get the job done. Call me old-fashioned, but I thought the heaviest artillery an IRS agent would need would be a calculator, not $725,000 worth of ammunition. Gaetz continued. The Florida congressman added there was a report that showed over a 10-year period that the IRS had stockpiled $11 million worth of ammunition. This is why I'm working on legislation to put a total moratorium on the IRS buying ammo. Very good,
well,
Matt Gaetz.
One of the things they were doing by buying up the ammo, they were trying to keep it out away from the private citizens. That was one of the other things. And when ammo got expensive, well, maybe people won't buy it. It's like anything else. The less ammo available for sale, the more valuable it is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's called supply and demand, and so they do it through these government agencies, and all of a sudden shooters find, oh, you can't afford to go shoot anymore. The cost of your ammo is too high. And it's nothing but another way to, well, one of the other reasons, it's a good attack on gun owners. So, I mean, every trick in the book, folks.
All righty.
Did you see that one story where Biden now has expanded habitat for endangered species? Well, that doesn't sound too bad until you read a little bit and you find out that he is expanding the habitat into lands that these animals no longer occupy, and they're protecting areas that are unsuitable for the species or unrestored. So he is going to use the ESA, the Endangered Species Act, to lock up land so there won't be any use for recreation, agricultural, farming, anything like that. Even though the reason for the critical habitat may not even exist, or they have found out that the species never lived there in the first place, and attempts to try and get them in that land were unsuccessful, and all the critters died there, you know, because it wasn't their natural habitat. But they're going to go, it doesn't matter, so they're just going to go ahead and designate it critical habitats, even though there's no reason for it. That gives you an insight into the Biden administration. Control, 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 and you don't even have to have a reason for it.
Nope. Let me just hit you with this one here, Joe. A lot of people don't understand that. Here, Akron, Ohio prepares for riots after police reportedly shot fleeing a black man 60 times. Now, according to and they've been saying this, and I mean, if they actually shot this man 60 times, Jalen Walker's name, that is way, way, way overkill, and there ought to be some real investigation done into that, okay?
There's something terribly wrong with that picture, folks.
Terribly wrong. Right. Now, here's what a lot of people don't understand. When they do these things, like they just did with that that school in Texas that was just shot up, and what just took place in Chicago, Uvalde. What happens, Joe, is there are, like the police, there are massive lawsuits against the police department, so the police department cannot, they don't have that money. So it goes against the city. And the cities don't have that kind of money. So what they do is they take out bonds, you know, for things like this about being sued. And they use it with the taxpayers' money. They buy, and these things are they end up going to, pardon?
They're very expensive. It's like buying very expensive insurance.
Yeah, but the big Wall Street companies are the ones that end up benefiting for all this every time. In fact, I have a clip I might play this week, and it shows you the racket. It's a real, like a Ponzi scheme that nobody knows about that takes place every time there's one of these shootings. And the people on Wall Street keep getting wealthier and wealthier. They just profit off death continuously. So anyhow,
it used to be people got rich by making a product, building something, building a railroad, you know, setting up a shipping company. And now Wall Street makes money by sometimes the most underhanded almost dirty things. They use misery.
Not almost dirty, Joe. Not almost dirty. But
well, almost illegal. I mean, it's dirty, but they take the letter of the law and do things that really are not moral and aren't, they're not really good for the society, but they take advantage of the weakness, the letter of the law, and they get filthy rich, and it's always the working man and woman that gets hurt, right?
Yep. Every time. All right. What's her name? Pocahontas. And was talking about, and AOC. That's Elizabeth Warren. Words known Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren.
They should talking know about who Pocahontas is.
Talking about opening abortion mills on Native Americans' federal land, okay? The Native Americans have spoken out about this, and they're telling the Democrats to back off. There will be no abortion mills built on tribal lands, none.
Oh,
and so,
good.
And so there you go. Democratic unclean leader, AOC, AOC, and Pocahontas Warren are calling for federal government to set up bloody abortion mills on federal lands, including, this is article, Indian tribal lands, okay? And again, like they said, the Native American Indians are telling Pocahontas to take a hike. And that's good news. Now, bombshell, go ahead.
Got a bombshell. I was looking at, we've had more horrible shootings this year than ever. And I'm looking at what happened here in Chicago on that 4th of July on the parade. 5 killed, 35 shot. Also in Chicago, 27-year-old charged with attempted murder of an officer. 3 police officers, K-9, are all dead after an encounter at a man's house. I'm looking at these headlines just over and over. San Francisco, hostile crowd hurls fireworks, glass bottles, 12 police officers hurt trying to quell a 4th of July crowd. Real chaos, but this report after report after report, what it is there is no respect anymore for law and order. I see stories about teenagers, you know, ripping off stores, and we've talked about some of this. Society is breaking down, and it's breaking down. We still have the liberals out there, and what are they doing? They're still promoting, in many cases, defund the police. We need more social workers, less policemen out there. But I was looking around the world, Pastor Ernie, and the same thing's happening in Britain, in Portugal, gang abuse, ransack a bar, bombard it with chairs, break up the place at night in a place in a Portuguese bar. There was another group that a Lohau bar was having a party, and the young people just turned into a mob and tore the place apart and half the town. Just different things all over the world. It's the same kind of thing. Denmark mall shooting, several dead. You know, they still haven't put out the information of how many died and wounded, but, you know, the place was shot up. They have no idea what. But the point is, you can look at Germany, France, all over. They have young gang violence, youth going crazy, starting riots, fights. There is no respect. The police go to try and tamp something down, and the police end up getting hurt. We are watching a society deteriorate, and that back originally in the show, remember we were talking republic. A republic was rule of law, laws that do not change was one of the keys that makes a republic. And And in that republic, we have this democratic form of government where we elect representatives. But the key thing the Founding Fathers wanted was you had to have rule of law. And that's why they based our whole legal system on what? God's Ten Commandments and the teaching of the New Testament, which is the doctrine of Christ. And we took away that rule of law, and we are watching society break down, and it's breaking down in every country that gave up its Christian faith.
Yeah.
That's a lot in a short time. I had a lot of information there I skipped over, but that was a basic drift. I've seen it in Spain. I've seen it in Italy, Germany, France, England.
Let me tell you what you're going to see here, Joe, again. Here's what you're going to see. These so-called blue states that are promoting, that are paying, that are giving, they can't get enough killing. You're going to see them, the entire states, like New York and California, they're going to go in the way of their cities. They're going to go in the ways of New York City. They're going to go in the ways of Los Angeles. They're going to go in the way of Chicago. They're going to completely deteriorate. They're going to become more and more lawless. They're going to have greater drug problems. They're going to have more and more riots. They're going to be burning. These states that are there, remember, those that hate God love death. They love death. Right. So these states that love death hate God. You're going to see Oregon and Washington. You're going to see these liberal states deteriorate. They're going to implode. They're going to rot because of the evil, the wickedness, and the death, and the sin in those states. It'll happen. There you go.
Yeah, in fact, I remember some of, just to add to that, there were several liberals out there, like over the 4th of July, they were still upset about Roe v. Wade. So they were running around, you know, the F word, F the 4th of July, you know, because they were mad at the Supreme Court because it got rid of abortion, which it didn't get rid of abortion. It just kicked the whole issue of abortion back to the states. But hey, when did the truth ever bother a Democrat? The truth is not relative to the Democratic Party. They have convinced millions of these screaming, hysterical females that, you know, what the Supreme Court did was cancel their abortions and nobody will ever be able to get an abortion, and they're having fits. But they were seeing things like F the Fourth, and a couple people had comments like, you know, I'm not in the mood to celebrate the 4th of July. What about if we burn this country to the GD ground as a treat? And if you look at these liberals, it's vile. The language is very offensive. They have no, if they can't use some of these swear words, they can't really talk. You take away the F word and they suffer a severe lack of communication skills.
Well,
but
Lori,
that's what we're dealing with.
Lori,
anger and hate.
Lori, lesbian Lightfoot.
Lightfoot, oh yes.
That very, very wicked, lesbian there in Chicago, an evil woman. And I'm going to tell you, for, you know, I don't think for one second that she was elected in a fair election. Not for one. I know the people in Chicago, and I know Chicago's been a crime-laden city. But, I mean, that is even so bad. Worse than you can imagine. But anyhow, this wicked, wicked, evil, unclean, very unclean woman, a very unclean woman, came out and she was on the news using the F word, the Supreme Court, using the F word.
Clarence Thomas, yeah. It was F, Clarence. But you know what's funny? She came out today and she was trying to change her tone a little bit. Now, get this. She spoke at an event today. She decried attacks on police officers in her city. It's a sign that people are losing respect for the institutions of our democracy. This is the lady just a few days ago was using it.
What? She is no lady. See, when you refer to her as a lady, what you do is you insult the real ladies out there.
Yeah. But it's so funny. Now she's saying things that says to me that people who are acting so brazenly have no, not only no respect for themselves, but they don't have respect for the institution. Now, this is the lady that just days ago was screaming and yelling obscenities as our Supreme Court judge. Now, would you call, is that a good example of hypocrisy?
Let me ask you this. Do you know what a woman is?
Yes.
Do you know what a lady is?
Yes.
Is Lori Lesbian Lightfoot a lady?
No.
Then why do you keep calling her a lady?
I live in an area where there are a lot of wonderful ladies, and I'm used to having and being in the company of ladies, not whores and banshees and other things.
Well, you know, I have a stack of letters down there about a foot high from ladies. These are ladies. You know how you can tell the difference? By the fruits they bear, by the action.
Right.
When they're vulgar and rude, when they're anti-God, when they're pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, when they embrace every unclean thing, like it says, and they continue in their uncleanness, they are not ladies. They are not ladies. See, and we got to be, words have meaning.
Yes, you're right.
And, you know, the Bible makes it, it's wrong. In fact, remember, to give honor to a dishonorable person, okay? It's a sin to do that. And she's a very, very wicked woman. Now,
Okay,
I've got a couple of things here. Pro-abortion Jewish organizations agree with Satanic Temple, claim abortion rituals represents religious freedom. This is an article by Ethan Huff. More than 140 Jewish organizations, along with the Satanic Temple of New York, are now claiming that getting an abortion is a form of religious freedom that is constitutionally protected and cannot be overruled by legislators or courts. The Bill of Rights says, guarantees us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The first thing, it doesn't say we have the right to murder, to destroy God's image, right?
No. In fact, no. This was about a week ago. I told people about the U.S. Supreme Court, Commonwealth versus Nesbitt, Ludenmiller versus the people, identifying actions in which the government did have legitimate right to intrude upon religion. Those activities included human sacrifice, polygamy, bigamy, concubinage, incest, and infanticide. That's killing children, and that's what a baby is. A fetus is the Latin word for baby. And anyway, it said such act, even if perpetrated in the name of religion, would be stopped by the government, since according to the court, they were subversive of good order and were overt acts against good order. One of the early Supreme Court rulings in the United States, it has never been overturned or changed. So when people come out with garbage like that, Pastor Ernie, they do not do any homework, do not look up the history, and they just shoot off their mouth without having any idea what they're talking about.
Well, I'm going to correct this with God's Word, the Bible. Now, let me start again. More than 140 Jewish organizations, along with the Satanic Temple in New York City, are now claiming that getting an abortion is a form of religious freedom that is constitutionally protected and cannot be overruled by legislators or courts. On May 17th, an event sponsored by the Jewish Rally for Abortion Justice and supported by the Anti-Defamation League publicly affirmed that abortion access is a Jewish value and that banning abortions is a religious freedom. Okay, now let me ask you a question, Joe. In Romans chapter 9, the Apostle Paul refers to the seed of Abraham, but the sons. And he said that they are the seed, but they are not the sons of Abraham.
That's right.
Okay, now Jesus refers to them in John chapter 8 as the sons of Satan. He tells him that Satan is your father, okay?
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Okay, so now, if you go to Revelation chapter 3, and you read where the Lord Jesus talks about the synagogue of Satan, that they that say they are Jews but are not, they're the synagogue of Satan. They're the So these 140 organizations, along with the Defamation League, these are synagogues of Satan.
Amen.
They are not the Jewish values. They are the synagogues of Satan. God has said that. God has called them the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, so they don't know their scripture. They didn't know the Constitution of the United States or any about the Supreme Court rulings, because, like I said, that issue was settled way back in the early 1800s.
Yep.
It never been brought up again, never been challenged, and it is the precedent of the land.
Okay, Roe
decision. This is the only program I've ever heard that read on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to be reading the from the Constitution again this week too, because people don't know it, they don't hear it, and you know what? The time has come now. We have both by God's word, the Bible, the obligation, and to the founding fathers, we have to abolish this crooked form of government that we have, this corrupted form of government. And we start by, one, not acknowledging at all. When they come out and they tell you, when the Pentagon says that, when the prosecutors say they are not going to abide by the law, they're going to violate the law, then they have absolutely no business telling us, these prosecutors, that they can prosecute us, because they have delegitimized the law, and so we don't have to recognize the law, do we?
No.
Roe decision brings us incredible clarity on the Luciferians running the abortion child sacrifice cult. This is an article by Mike Adams, and the entire Deathocratic Communist Collective is filled with child sacrifice and pedophilia from top to bottom. It's all the same pool now. The left-wing vaccine pushes, abortionist instigators, lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing indoctrinators, child groomers, transgender genital mutilators, pedophiles, and Luciferians. They have all become a homogenized group of the death cult practitioners to feed on children while working to destroy every Christian person or pro-life on planet Earth. And now, in the aftermath of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, their inner demons have come out for all the world to see. And we're seeing these, you know, again, remember what you just saw take place in Seattle, Washington. You saw fat, obese, naked men riding bicycles, stark naked in front of...
Yeah, children in the parade watching naked men, yeah, right.
Then you saw them peeing on each other, urinating in that parade. You saw these Democrats urinating right out in the public, and these wicked, evil people brought their little children out. These people that hate their children, you have to hate your children to bring the children out and let them see this, okay? Urinating in each other's faces. They did that in Columbus, Ohio, some years ago. This is what the Democrats were doing in Seattle, Washington. There you go. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
I can picture in my mind God on the throne. He's not very happy with what's going on. He's so disappointed in this world and its ways. If you'll listen real good, you might hear him say, "Don't make me come down there, I'm not in a good mood. I still remember what my son did for you. I felt the nails when you drove them in him. Don't make me come down there, I'm tired of your sin. You live like it's nothing, like you'll never be judged, forsaking his mercy, forgetting his love, making your own rules as you go on your way, not caring or hearing what God has to say. Don't make me come down there, I'm not in a good mood. I still remember what my son did for you. I felt the nails when you drove them in him. Don't make me come down there, I'm tired of your sin." I can picture in my mind the Lord in the sky, the Christians all leaving and waving goodbye, the sinners all crying and trying to pray, but they didn't listen, and now it's too late. Don't make me come down there, I'm not in a good mood. I still remember what my son did for you. I felt the nails when you drove them in him. Don't make me come down there, I'm tired of your sin. I felt the nails when you drove them in him. Don't make me come down there, I'm tired of your sin."
Ray, boy, I'm going to tell you, there was a clear message there in that song for sure.
Yeah, sure was.
We're going to open the phone lines now at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Joe, give the address. Tell folks how they can help support this radio program and where they can send a check to.
And where they can also ask to be put on the newsletter. You're right.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to get the newsletter.
WRWL Ministries at 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road in the city of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving, can't write that down, just go to WRWL.org, WRWL.org, and you'll find that information on our website.
You know, Joe, it's always good when people write a letter and, you know, just a small note, or if they send in a donation to that address and then say, "Send me your newsletter," and then make sure that we have a very clear, now we need a name. Often people will say, "Send me the newsletter," and Joe, they'll have an address, but no name. No name on the address, but you need a name, too.
Right.
Right, and so here, but now many people will send us an email, and they'll email us and ask us, will you send the newsletter to this address? But here's the problem. We do that, but, Joe, we get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day.
Yeah.
When I get up, in the morning, and I start checking, if I look at 8 o'clock by noon, we've probably had, 300-400 more emails come in at that time. So when they do that, we catch them. We try to get the best we can. But there's so many, sometimes we'll miss one. And so it's always better if they just write a little note with an address.
We have a letter. We have that, we may be a little slower getting to it, but it is a lot more accurate to get to and use.
Yep, very good. Okay, so let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. It's interesting, Bizarro I heard this on the radio, said he's going to send woman in the mail, that RU486. And I looked quickly on Google Scholar. Now, that's different from Google. Google Scholar has a lot of actually just normal medical researches. But one of the effects on a woman could be they would get something the equivalent of a strangulation from this as a possible side effect. Somewhat like a collapsing throat, which at one point some of the drugs going around were like horse tranquilizer, and that would do that. People were buying pills thinking they were uppers and they were horse tranquilizers. So that's another deception. He calls it, we'll send women these medications. But I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. It's using the word, the subtlety of the deception of the serpent to Eve and the corruption of the mind. And I think Paul is using that as an example that also applies to men. Looking at Eve's fall and saying that there's a subtle deception from Satan and the corruption of the mind that also applies to what men can do. To anybody, basically.
But I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety of your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you received another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might as well bear with him. Now, that word bear with him is not the word that you normally think. Like, to bear means to try to hold a heavy burden. That word there actually means to push against, it. In other words, and so when he's telling you that that you might well push against with him, for I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. So what he's talking about, there is the, let me give you a better, if you go over to verses, starting with verse 12. Verse 12, we read this. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, that they may be found even as we. In other words, Paul is saying, look, you've got these people that have come in and they're professing they're apostles of Christ like we are, okay? You have that today with these apostate preachers. They have Christian church. They're apostated. They're right from the pit of hell. They embrace every sin, especially abortion, that you can embrace. But he says this, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So what he's referring to there in both passages there are the apostate preachers that come preaching another Jesus. Like,
yeah.
I remember, they'll tell you, that Jesus, that their Jesus is a Jesus, is a man of love. He is not judgmental, and he's very tolerant. Well, that's exactly the opposite. When it comes to sin, there was never a man that was more judgmental that ever walked the earth than the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're going to be in for a real extreme rude awakening, because there's going to be a white throne judgment, and those people will be there, and not by choice.
So it's like a subtlety, though. So with that Eve example, you know, that subtle deception where they're just giving maybe what, like just a little piece of the picture, not the whole picture.
Well, if you look that word there up in the Greek, that word is also subtle, is cunning. A cunning. It means deceptive, very deceptive.
Deceptive, yeah. Like there was a property rights bill the government passed through. It used to be like for eminent domain, the wording of the bill was it had to be for public need. Well, they rewrote that a few years later, and they only changed one word in the entire bill. It went from, you know, eminent domain being for public need to eminent domain being available for public use. One word, very deceptive. Journalists, nobody bothered to read, you know, the devil's in the details. Nobody read the thing. Nobody looked, saw the one word change. Never made the headlines. But did it make a difference in our laws in the United States? You betcha.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, even the word vaccine is very deceptive, right? I mean,
right.
You know, that's a sheer deception right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's how they play the game.
Jeff in Massachusetts.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Cliff. God bless, my friend. Let's go to Jeff out in Massachusetts.
Thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Pastor Sanders. No, Pastor, I listened to you earlier speak about, you know, what it was like for you when you were predicting the future to people. And I don't mean psychic predict the future. I mean, you know, what's coming to America and how people reacted. So I have a question. Can you further elaborate on how people back 40 or 50 years ago reacted when you started telling people what's going to be coming to America and to stop it now while it's in? I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but stop it while it's in a easy stage instead of in a hard stage?
Here's what, back then, people, that could never happen in America.
Yeah.
That could never happen in America. And we're warning, don't you realize the reason we have the founding fathers understood and the reason they gave us the Second Amendment rights, the reason that they knew this, the reason we have a republic and not a democracy. And we were warning people back then, and there were others too. James Dobson came out back around the 80s, and also Pat Buchanan,
hero.
Well, we had him on here many times, and he was saying, listen, we were giving them warning out there. And the problem was you had prissy preachers telling people not to get involved in politics. It was dirty. And here, that's not what God's Word, the Bible, teaches from Genesis to Revelation. We are to be salt and light. We're to be the head, not the tail. We're to resist tyranny. And this is exactly what we have here today. And so I had these prissy preachers telling their people not to listen to me. I was a radical. Well, you know, there is some good news happening out today. There's organizations of pastors that are actually giving workshops. In fact, I'm going to try to find, if I can find here, and I might have these people on the radio.
Oh, great.
And these are groups of people. Let me try to see if I can go over here to and find this. Now, I guess it's gone, but I'm going to try to get it. It's like what we've been, the Black Robe Regiment, and now they're giving workshops in different states of pastors coming together. And from what I understood, there's been about 500 just recently pastors that have awakened up and decided to come and to be Black Robe Regiment people. And so...
Pastor, two things before I go. Number one, an add-on question, which is, now that things are happening now, everything that you said in the past is now coming to pass right now, how are these same people reacting? And number two, there's a saying, and I don't know where I read it or heard it, but you can vote in communism, but once it's in, you got to shoot your way out. So what do you think of those 2 points? And then I'll get going.
Well, I could just tell you that I've already had some of those pastors have actually called me and apologized and said, you know what, you were exactly right. Everything you said was right. I was wrong, and I want to apologize. I've had several now do that, and that's good, okay.
But there's a lot more that wouldn't.
Yeah. It was interesting.
The most popular people in town.
Yep. And it was interesting because I was speaking at a Patriot event, and the fellow there got one of the pastors, and this was one of those guys that was saying that. Well, he got there late, and it's been a few years since I saw him. I didn't recognize him because he had lost so much weight. He was one of those pastors that was talking about me, and he came now. Now he had changed his position, and now... he believed what I was preaching, and when he got there, he didn't realize who I was, even though I was speaking. And afterwards, he came up to introduce himself, and when he recognized me, you ought to see the look on his face. It was because this had been one of those guys who were telling people not to listen to me. In fact, here's what happened. He tells me, my Bible doesn't teach me that I'm to stand against the government. And I said, really? I said, let me ask you a question. I said, have you ever heard of the prison epistles? He said, of course I have. I said, why do you think they were called prison epistles? He said, because they were preached from and written in the prison. I said, was the Apostle Paul and Peter and them, were they in prison for obeying God or for obeying the government? And he had this startled look on his face. He said, you know, I never thought of that. He says...
Never thought of that.
He said, I'm going to have to change my position.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. And so, and this whole thing with Romans 13, they've used that to try to justify or an excuse not to have courage. Again, the pastors are supposed to lead the people. We're to be the heads, not the tails. And the righteous are to be bold as lions. If they believe God's word, the Bible, then they'll know that we are more than conquerors in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to have victory in him if they believe the word of God. If not, they cower. They cower, and it's pitiful to see the group of men that are supposed to be the boldest leaders, to see them cowering like whipped dogs.
No, that is sad. And what about the last point, which is, and I don't know where I heard this, but communism is easy to vote in, but once it's in, you got to shoot your way out. Can you see that coming to America?
Well, it is here. The Democratic Party is communist to the bone. There is not one thing that's different in their platform. And the ironic thing is, in Russia with Putin, they've moved away from communism. But here, they've embraced communism. And so, you know, everything that they're doing, and even Putin even spoke to that. He said they're going down that same path we went down, and... they said they never learned from us. All righty, Joe, 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 4 minutes?
I sure can. Long, long ago, far away. I remember I was brought up in the Episcopal Church, and it took a long time to find out what born again really meant. And I had gone a long time thinking I was baptized, I was a Christian, and so I started questioning, and I found out that the so-called, quote, you know, Episcopal pastors, they called themselves priests, father, couldn't answer the questions. And I kind of strayed from the faith, and then I started reading and hearing for myself. And too many times as children we're brought up, we were given a set of instructions and knowledge, and that's what we base everything on. But instead of learning for ourselves, we just assume what I was taught in Sunday school until I started reading. Jesus explained very succinctly that we are physical beings, but to get into the kingdom of God, we have to be born again. We have to become new. And 2 Corinthians tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, the only way that you can be in Christ is for Christ to be in you, and that is by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And there's only one way to get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and becoming a new creation, a new creature, and that is to be born again, and that entails realizing that it was your sins, my sins, that put Jesus Christ on that cross. He went there to take your place, my place. He paid the price for the sins we committed and will commit. And all he asks for this gift is that we repent of our sins. So it is such a simple thing. You call upon the Father. You truly repent. You say, I'm sorry that my sins, those sins that I committed, Jesus had to die for those sins for me to be set free. I want to accept his offer of salvation, of forgiveness. Forgive me for those sins. I want to be, you know, forgiven. And then you ask that Jesus become Lord of your life, all of your life, without doubt, without reservation, that you give yourself completely to Jesus. And when you do this, you ask that he give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's your down payment on eternal life. And with that down payment, with that Holy Spirit, you do become born again spiritually. You become that new man, that child of the kingdom, a new creation, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And you are changed from that point on. And if you haven't been changed, if you've mumbled some words but did not have a repentant heart, did not get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, there's no fruit, there's no change. So a true believer, it's real easy to spot, because you have given up the old ways, you've let the old fleshly things die, you've embraced this new creation that God has made of you, this new spiritual man or woman, and it is the most wonderful, glorious thing. You will find peace and joy and happiness.
And you'll never regret it. It's the most important thing you can do. But right now we are out of time for tonight. So as we do every night at this time, we say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
At Mountain Dew, we believe you shouldn't take everything so seriously. Like not being able to keep up with all the latest internet memes, not serious. Not being able to log into your crypto account, serious. Not being able to remember your partner's favorite color, kinda serious. Not being able to remember your partner's eye color, very serious. Making sure you have plenty of Mountain Dew around when you're having a good time, serious. Borrowing a Mountain Dew from your friend, not serious. Borrowing one every day, that might be getting serious. Mountain Dew, the only thing we take seriously is to do the Dew.